Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Defeat the Broncos in a fantastic performance by the Roosters. And I've got to say, Roosters won this in the first 20 minutes, in my opinion. You know, a lot of people will try to make excuses and go, oh, Broncos had injury here, injury there. No, no, Roosters came out with a, with obviously heading into the game, great form from last week, but a very well-rounded, I wouldn't say conservative game, but they built their game off defence and building pressure. And they withstood all the pressure from the Broncos initially with their defense, then just rolled back into gear, got through their, you know, Sualee, although he had some early, errors early on, was really good out of his own end. And it was a really good performance for the Roosters. And I think, and I don't want to go too early, so I'm not fully back. I'm not all the way in the camp of like, yep, this is the Roosters that on paper we saw would be here in 2024. But I will say it's probably the two games back-to-back the most that I've seen, like it seems to be really clicking for them as to what team they want to be. I actually spoke to Lindsay Collins last week on the captain's run, and he said, yeah, we just, over the last few years, we've struggled to find the balance between playing off-the-cuff footy and then getting through all the, you know, our sets and going back to our systems and all that kind of stuff. But it does seem they're starting to find a really good balance, I think. Connor Watson off the bench with Cheese, they've nailed, like they've finally gone, we've got it, we've nailed it. And look, in the Roosters' defense, since Connor's been there, he has had, you know, pretty much a season-ending injury. And so maybe this was the plan all along with Trent Robinson. I will say as well, Connor Watson, definitely smoky for me for that 14 jersey for Blues. Like, I know it's a deep, deep smoky out of, you know, but I tell you what, a bloke that can play 9, 13, 6, fullback at a pinch, you know, maybe even in the centers, wouldn't be bad in that 14 jersey, and his form the last few weeks has been incredible.
Smoke billowing out of this team in terms of smoke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a very good chat. That's a very good chat there, Hammy.
He is the ultimate utility, isn't he?
Yeah, really is. Can play essentially anywhere.
Yeah, literally. Like, he's played, he's pretty well played the entire back. Like, he hasn't really played wing or centre, but you could put him out and
you could
do
put
a
him
job.
Out there. Yeah.
Can play as a middle forward, does play as a middle
could
forward.
Could play seven at a pinch if he had to.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of his career was at 5'8.
Yeah, yeah.
We were saying in the green room earlier, a bit of shades of Craig Wing. In
hot
terms
too.
Of what he brings, is it hot? Looks like a pirate. And would look great in that blue jersey.
Love it. Love it. So, yeah, Connor Watson was outstanding. And, yeah, they're finding their groove. They're finding their groove. They're finding their style of footy. And, yeah, for sure, Broncos obviously had some injuries. But that doesn't change the fact that the Roosters played a much better standard of rugby league than the Broncos did. In regards to the Broncos, this loss has been coming, you know. And it's funny. They came out in the second half and they go bang, bang on the Roosters. And that works against bottom-tier sides where you go bang, bang, and the bottom-tier sides go, oh, shit, here come the Broncos. Doesn't work against the top-tier sides, and we've been speaking about that for quite a while. And unfortunately, Broncos got what they deserved the last few weeks. They can, you know, they can rock up, and any, you know, let's just say team from 6 to 17, and they can just wing it and find ways to get wins here and there. Against the top tier sides, they're not going to allow that to happen, and the Roosters didn't.
I have no idea who the Roosters are still.
No idea still? Okay.
I mean, they look better, but like, we have been here before.
Yeah, I agree we've been here before, but I am more convinced. I think they look more certain as to who they are over the last few weeks. Mm. I'm not, as I said, I'm not like sitting here going, we're here, we've arrived.
Yeah.
But it's the closest I think they've looked to what we thought they would be in a long time.
And as has been my worry for a long time, and I'm probably less worried about it right now than I have been previously, to be fair, but like, they've still got to put Victor Radley back into this side.
Tupou,
look forward to the change. But I'm also mean from their combinations and everything. But to Radley's credit, this year he has just gone on playing north and south.
Yeah.
So I think if he can come back in and just do what he's done, not much should change there.
I'd argue since their seven-game or so run last year,
yep,
that's what the way Radley's played, just up and
down.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. So hopefully that stays the same.
Yeah.
Because that's been a problem over the years, that they play good footy, then you bring someone back in and it seems to change things a little bit.
Yep.
If that doesn't impact them, then what's standing in their way?
This week they get back Jabari Hargreaves, Victor Radley, possibly Spencer Lenu.
Yeah.
And Daniel Tupou as well.
And Daniel Tupou.
Yeah.
Like, their bench is going to be White, May, Lenu, probably.
Yeah.
And like, and obviously Connor Watson.
One of those could miss, depending on what they do.
Who else would you have there? Because you've got Butcher, who would start, and Crichton on the other edge.
I think Nat, it looks like Nat and will certainly Angus Crichton the edge back rowers moving forward. Don't
second guess
that.
Starting front rower, Collins, Hargreaves.
Yep.
So your bench is probably going to be Watson, White, May, and Spencer Lenu.
Good side.
Oh.
That's the best bench in the comp?
Yeah, I think
so. By like a country by mile?
A bit of a distance. Yeah.
Like, White, how good has he been?
Yeah.
Like, we've been singing Terrell May's praises for nearly 2 years now, or a year and a half at least. Or let's just say a year. But White, when he comes on, that leg drive that he has against a forward pack like the Broncos, mate. Oh. I think we're just seeing the surface of what he's going to do to first grade sides, you know, over the next few years. He is something special off the bench there.
Sandon Smith available too. Just not going to make
it. Not going to make it.
Well, it'll be interesting this week because Brandon Smith in a bit of doubt with injury. So if they do, they could go like Connor Watson starts at 9 and Sandon in that 14 role again.
Would you consider keeping Watson starting at 13 and bringing Radley off the bench with how good they've played with Watson starting at 13?
Maybe, but I'd prefer to have Watson coming off the pine for me. But there's legs in it. I can see where
he's
coming
like
from.
Started last two games and they've looked phenomenal through the middle there.
When I was in Vegas, I caught up with Connor and the night before he'd found out that he'd missed the side and it was just us two on our own. There was no one else around. I said, fuck, was that a bit of a surprise? He goes, no, mate, Sandon's been going really well. I'm coming back from injury. Like, it just is what it is. And he goes, I'm just going to have to go to Cup and just rip and tear. And he went and played 80 minutes at lock forward in New South Wales Cup. And I watched those games. I thought, fuck, he's going good. I thought, geez, if he can handle this year, he'll handle his 40, 50 minutes in first grade fine. Now he's playing 80-minute games. Yeah.
And he looks
going berserk.
Going crazy, going mental. And it's like, what's mental for Roosters is Sandon Smith has looked incredible when he's played. So I see where you're coming from in regards to, like, we kind of have been here before in regards to the Roosters where we've gone, oh, okay. But I don't know. There's something for me that I feel like it's different this year. And look, maybe I'll get hoodwinked. I'll get hoodwinked by the Roosters like I do every single year, or at least for the last, you know, few years. But it does – I'm starting to believe, Rude.
All signs point to positives.
Yeah.
I think we've just been hurt so many times before. Yeah. Like, they come up this week against a desperate Warriors side, then play the Sharkies. They then have to go down to Canberra. Like, there's some hard games in there over the next few weeks. If they can get through the next 3 weeks and we're still having the same conversation,
surely
I've turned the corner 100%.
Yeah. I've got 1 foot around the corner.
Mm.
So I'm still with you, but I'm also looking around the corner going, what's going on over there?
I can see a nose just sticking out.
Timmy, what do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, I'm probably more in Roo's camp in as I said, we've been hoodwinked before, so
I think so you've got half a foot around the corner.
Yeah, quarter of a foot.
Okay. How many? You got no feet around the corner?
I'm on the corner.
Yeah, you're on the corner?
I'm like sticking out like that.
Big toe around the corner? Yeah. Big toe around the, Matty, how many? What are you doing?
Nah, I'm not associated with the Roosters. I'm not nowhere near the corner.
Oh, fucking hell. That's really poor form
Didn't
for me, mate.
Didn't leave the house that morning, Matty.
Yeah, wow.
They, But look, the last 2 weeks have been outstanding. And you can even say, you know, Adam Reynolds went off, but they were leading some like 18-6 at half time. Reynolds went off after half time. So they're just so weird. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about there's got to be genuine question marks over Trent Robinson. And now you're going, they're probably premiership favourites.
It's true, though. But, like, I guess I understand if people go, well, hang on a sec, 2 weeks ago you were saying this. But it's like that's within the context of the last few years is, like, they've been so close to becoming the team that we thought they would be, but then they just fall short. And so that's why it's this knife's edge of, you know, Trent Robinson going, okay, can he do it? And then they go and play the games they've played and you go, okay, he's doing it. So you have to go, there's no pressure anymore. What do you got there,
Mandy? Just a bit of a stat. The Roosters, because of their big two wins recently, have now scored the most points per game on average of any team.
Wow. Now, if you want to...
What the fuck?
I know, bizarre. Super bizarre. Yeah. Now, if your argument is, mate, we need to see them against top four sides, you know, and Broncos didn't play like a top four side on the weekend. So if you want to be nitpicky with that and say Broncos aren't a top four side, that's fair enough. And so if your argument is, I need to see this against Penrith and I need to see if they can do it against the Storm, then that's fair enough. That's fair enough. They've got to win a premiership. But with the information that we've got so far over the last two games, like, I do feel like they, because we've got to remember as well, they are sitting, where are they sitting on the comp now?
Seventh or something, aren't they?
Yeah, seventh.
So they're six. They're sitting six. You know, in the past, they haven't been sitting six by round eight or so. They've been friggin'...
14th or whatever.
Yeah, they've been quite a ways out of the eight. So then you look at it, and look, mate, I'm sure you can go back a couple of years and go, well, hang on a sec, they were sitting six here. But what I'm saying is, at least to, like, compared to last year, the start of the year was a disaster. This year, they're doing much better.
Who's more likely to beat Penrith in a finals game, do you think, Roosters or Melbourne?
I'd have Melbourne, so at the moment. Melbourne at the moment.
I can have Roosters.
You'd have Roosters?
Just because of the pack.
Yeah, okay.
I think their packs can match Penrith more than the Storms can. It's very good, but the Roosters pack, with, you just mentioned their bench, that, if they put 80 minutes together, will be unrelenting.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd probably lean towards
the Roosters. Going Storm just because we've seen them beat them.
Storm are playing better footy than the Roosters across the course of the season, like, much better and much more consistent, but one game, finals game, got to get up for it, got to beat Penrith. I just think they have more firepower in them.
I don't think the Roosters have beaten Penrith in like 3 years or something. More. Of course, you know that stuff. who in a one-off game, who are you picking, Roosters or Storm?
Storm $6 to win the comp. Roosters $7 to win the comp.
So it's
just a bit of food for thought. Look, maybe right now, maybe Roosters. Storm, if they've got Pappy fit and healthy, maybe Storm. But they're pretty close, aren't they?
Both teams full strength.
Both teams full strength. I reckon the Storm. Okay. Yeah.
Matty?
Obviously, I was talking shit before. I do think the Roosters are definitely premiership contenders now. But in saying that, I do would pick Storm in that situation.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now let's talk about some performances. Lindsay Collins, once again. What about the catch that he put over his head at the end of the game there? Like, the game's won. He's back there.
Incredible. Seven tackle set.
Amazing stuff.
I saw that happen really quickly and I was sitting with my brother, I go, who the fuck's that? And he goes, who do you think it is?
100%.
It's just...
like the small plays he has that almost have nothing to do with being a front rower, he does them every time.
I'll tell you who else, and yeah, I had a bit of a mixed bag the other night, but mate, to have, when they have mass injuries and they can bring this junior Palger into the side, fuck, he's a good player.
Bloody oath he is. Gets through a lot of work, really good footwork, a tackle breaker. Really good. He's the kind of player that will probably stay in that squad for quite a while because he's not going to break the bank. But at the same time, if you're him, you're sitting there going, okay, usually an outside back, one goes down, I'm going to get selected. You know, I know they haven't been good the last few years, but they could win a premiership.
He's not one. He's two or three injuries away, that kid.
Yeah,
when they're full strength, when you've got Billy Smith, when you've got all these guys, Daniel Tupou running around, he might be the best fifth choice, sixth choice centre in the game. He's wild.
Yeah, he's. I really rated him last year when he was in for. Was it last year he was in for quite a bit?
Yeah,
had a few games.
Yeah.
Okay, Teddy. I thought Teddy was outstanding, and I really thought he balanced the ball playing, the ball running, taking the ball at the right times, and just worried the Broncos pack relentlessly. Like, you know, and also just his decision making in regards to when he decided to take that one off the right kind of carry. I thought he was phenomenal. 21 runs, 265 metres, 63 post-contact, 9 tackle breaks, 2 line breaks, 2 line break assists, 3 tackles, only 1 miss, no errors. Mate, that was his best game all year. And just when you think you've settled into the pecking order of fullbacks, Teddy goes, no. We're not done yet. What a performance by Dame Tedesco.
Yeah, fortunately, however you want to look at it, for me, I just think it's more of a headache now. He's opened the race right open again.
Yeah. It's crazy. Every time you count him out, he just goes, no.
And once again, Edwards couldn't have done much more.
Nah, he really couldn't have. Like, he was locked in my team of the week, and then Teddy does that.
It's the first time since about mid last year that I've actually gone, Teddy could still be our fullback for the Blues. I'm not picking him just yet, but like, he couldn't have done any more in that.
Mate, as the current captain of the side, if he can just put together a good few weeks, he's well and truly in the race. Yeah. I understand the Edwards argument, but I'm a bit surprised how many people are just ruling Teddy out altogether.
Well, I'm with you, Timmy. After the first four or five rounds for me, so I had him in the race before the season started because this is James Tedesco we're talking about. But since Dylan Edwards, he's like leading Clive Churchill's in his form, I've gone, no. Like, if they're going to go for that type of fullback, it's not a question. It's Dylan Edwards. Now I'm going, is it? Like, is it? I don't know.
Big question. It's a big, big call to come in and sack your captain and a legend. Sure. I'm not saying it's the wrong one, but it's just a big call to make.
Oh, 100%.
I think absolutely. A lot of people have just sort of, oh, no, I'll just leave Teddy out. It's like, it's a big call.
And also, he has dominated Origin before.
Yeah.
He has dominated Origin before. So it's a... Yeah, you're right. It is because I do think everything's stacked against him, though. New coach, you know, last 2 years obviously didn't win.
Yep.
But I tell you what, he's absolutely in the frame now. Absolutely in the frame now.
I mean, in saying that, I personally think Slater made bigger decisions last year.
Yeah. Gagai, Ponga. Jeez, like, we don't even talk about those decisions anymore. Like, that was seismic.
Let's keep on talking about them.
Oh, yeah. Teddy, he's back. Incredible game. 20. We've gone twice. Holy. Like, Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll just get through this quickly.
Yeah.
Who else stood up
for Angus Crichton.
Oh, yeah, Angus Crichton.
Started the year not even in the team, and he's just killer. He's got to be back in the Blues frame, hasn't he, as well?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I heard you boys talking about it earlier in the show when I wasn't here, but he's in my side 100%. I'm locking him in.
If he keeps his form up, he's starting 100% for me in New South Wales.
A remarkable 18 months. Mm. Yeah. We thought his NRL career could be done. Now you're just like, he's back. Yeah. And probably starting edge back right off of the Blues.
Mate, some of those, when he was running the ball on the weekend, it just reminded you of how good, like, rugby league, it's such a fickle game. You forget so quickly how good some of these players are. But the strength in contact, they couldn't take him down. Like, every single time he ran the ball, it was like panic stations on that edge there. And it just threw you back to when Angus Crichton was out and out, no questions asked, the best back row in the competition.
We're also talking like 18 months ago.
Yeah. Crazy.
Has he got a contract at the moment, or
He doesn't. I tell you what, if someone had taken a gamble a month ago, you probably would have got him for bloody pretty cheap.
Yeah, because there's, like, the chat's all going to Union, but there's been nothing official of signings or anything that has there.
No, nothing for sure.
They now got $3.5 million war chest, the Chucky, so he might give himself a nice little pay rise.
I was here in four. Yeah, four or five. Goodness, maybe in six.
Well, he was looking pretty good. 156 metres, 41 post contact, 2 line breaks, a line break assist, a try assist, 7 tackle breaks, and a try. 2 tries. Unbelievable.
So good. Here's Connor Watson stats. Try assist, 12 runs, 119 metres. 3 tackle breaks, a line break, 2 line break assists, 54 tackles, 1 miss.
Oh,
fucking hell. That's a knock.
He's a good little smoky, isn't he? I worry that the Blues, I think the Blues will go with 2 hookers that I think will cost him. But form-wise, fuck, he's hard to deny.
If he plays like this all the way up to Origin, mate, like, he's almost built to be a 14.
If one of those hookers was to go down over the next few weeks... He'd jump up the pecking order very quickly.
Like, Appy's injured at the moment, so whatever's happening there, you could go a lot worse than Reece Robson, Connor Watson at 14. Obviously, Kier McGinnis is also a shout at 14 or 13, maybe. But, yeah. Okay. Now, on to the Broncos. Really disappointing loss. Now, before the game, I actually had quite an even game. I didn't know why that the Roosters were nearly $3, $3. Obviously, the standout poor performance was Reece Walsh with all those errors. And, you know, the thing with Walsh is that when you play as good as he does, it's very hard for the haters to have a voice. It just, you know, he makes an error and then he does something that's like that no one else can do. And so a hater's sitting there going, damn it, I want to hate on this bloke so bad. But I'll just get crucified in the comments section. The concern with Walsh is that if this continues, the haters will have a reason to hate. And they are going to be large. They're going to be loud. And the same people that built you up and treated you like a superstar and had all these headlines and they love you to death are going to tear you down as quick, even quicker. And so he's just got to find a way to just fall a little bit less in love with the big play and back in love with the tough stuff in rugby league. Now, I'm not saying he's not tough. He is tough. But the thing, conservative part of rugby league, he's got to fall back in love with that, like he did Origin Game 1 last year where he just went, I'm just going to play, do the tough stuff and the big stuff will come. Because at the moment, I do feel like he's fallen a little bit in love with, okay, yeah, I had four errors, but I had three try assists, so it's all good. Can we get three try assists with no errors? I think that, yes, I understand that the Broncos are going to play like this. This is their style. They'll spin it from anywhere. But Kevvy Walters has been pretty vocal about it, especially over the last month, that we need to find a good middle ground, or the Broncos need to find a good middle ground. And I think that entire roster, they need to just find a good middle ground. I think also, you know, if you are a superstar player like Walshy or Ezra and, you know, some of these guys that are in the side to put points on, I think sometimes you have to ask yourself, put it this way, when I was at the Broncos, and I'm absolutely nobody to these guys. These guys have played way more games, done way more in rugby league. But we always had a big thing about respecting the platform that the forwards had laid for us. And sometimes I feel like, yes, I understand it's the outside back's job to put points on, but they're not actually taking a step back and going, this Broncos forward pack, every single game lays an outrageously good platform. We have to respect all the tough stuff they do for us. And sometimes that is holding the ball rather than doing a crazy play. So, yes, have I been saying that this is going to happen to the Broncos if they keep playing the way they are? Yes, it doesn't mean I enjoy that it happened. No, obviously not. So, yeah, disappointing for the Broncos.
Talk about finding that middle ground. Enter Billy Slater. Same thing last year. I have no doubt Reece Walsh is going to get to Origin and he's not going to make a fucking mistake.
Well, I'm just focused on the Broncos right now. Please do it. Do it to the Broncos first, please. Timmy, what do you think?
I think this game had been coming from Reece Walsh for a while now because, as you said, Kemby, he makes 3-4 mistakes in a lot of games and he gets away with it because of his unbelievable attacking ability. He scores tries and sets them up. But against a team like the Roosters, who were unrelenting in this one, unfortunately, it went a long way to them losing the game because they defended him really well. They rushed up from the outside in on him quite well, cut down his time to make decisions, and he came up with the wrong decision more often than not. I think it's going to be a really good wake-up call for Reece Walsh because he was getting to the levels of, like, it just looked like he felt that he was indestructible in that, all right, I'll make 3 errors, but I'll set up 4 tries. I'll have 4 major attacking plays, and I can get away with that, but it went south in this run for him. Mm. He came up with a lot of very, very poor plays. And if it's a knockout finals game against a gun team, he can't afford to do that. Mm. At times he'll get away with it, but he's really poor. Just a few plays like chipping early for himself, early in sets at key moments of games and turning over.
Like tackle one.
Yeah, and like just, it wasn't even remotely on. It was just backing himself and doing it. We've sort of sat and said, oh, do you just let him go? But there has to be a level to which you rein it in, and he needs to learn that because, I said, it's all good and well now in round 9, but when it comes to a finals game, if he does it and he doesn't have the attack to back it up, well, yeah, he's in strife.
And if people hate on him already now, because he can be polarising at times, mate, if he continues this form, the hate will be palpable. Like, yeah. People are waiting to hate on Reece Walsh. But it's just been his incredible ability to play good footy that's just silenced everyone and said, look, you can hate me, but you've got to respect me.
And he's sweeping the back line and flying 100 mile an hour and he half sees a 3-on-2 and he throws the ball and chances to the arm. I can live with that.
Yeah, I can't live with the chip
chasing on a first tackle with the game on a thread.
Just holding the ball out, dropping off, like, in the second tackle, yeah. You know, stuff like that. Just, that'll come. Like, you're so good. So, look, it's been coming for a while. I have to remember with Reece Walsh, he's 21.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking a super, super young player here. So he deserves grace. He deserves time. I think it's because he's set the standard of I'm literally one of the best fullbacks and players in the game. So we have a higher standard for him than we would other 21-year-olds. I'm sure he'll find that. He'll find that balance.
Well, and in his head, he'd be sitting there, I could be wrong, but if I were him and I was doing that, I'd be going, no, I'm the best fullback in the game. I'm the most talented fullback in the game.
Mm.
But a weak game on the weekend was a reality check.
Yeah, for sure. Same with Ezra. Even though I think Ezra's actually been really good these last few weeks, he did a chip and chase, I think, on second tackle. It was just like, where'd that come from?
I can't wait to watch him over the next few months.
Yeah, I think he's getting better and better. Yeah.
So, Jock Madden in doubt for this week. So, it could be like Ezra Mann running the show with Adam Reynolds out.
We got Curtis Fall, I think.
From the, the Panthers.
Formerly Panthers. We got, obviously, Kobe Black. But I think they're probably going to hold him back. I think it's Kobe Black.
Is he in the 30 falls? Is he?
I think he is.
Kobe Black. Last week in Mounting a Cup, whatever it was, that they 100 won 130 nil.
Mental. And he scored like 50 points, something like that.
Absurd amount of points.
From a non-Broncos point of view and just for an entertainment factor and nothing more, I would love to see them just go, Saylor, jump in the halves.
Yeah, and go Let's Ezra run 7.
Saylor, Ezra and Reece Walsh.
I think they might.
It'd be like entertaining. Sitting here next Monday going, the Broncos made 40 errors and won 60 nil.
Well, I mean, Kevy did say that he's been defending in the front line in Q Cup.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I don't know if it'll be back this week. He might be a couple more weeks out still, but I thought Jock Madden was awesome filling in for Adam Reynolds 100%. When he was out a few games, so not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, and they've just got to, with Reynolds out, that's when you really have to be like, boys, let's just try and complete at a high percentage, and then we've got enough points. Points are not an issue.
In this free-flowing attacking team of just confident young blokes, Adam Reynolds is the veteran, the cool, calm head. Mm. They all need to rein in with him gone because...
Yeah. Falls isn't in the top 30.
Yeah, he's not in the 30.
So they're probably going to have to go Tristan Saylor.
Oh, yeah.
Giddy up.
Tell you what, you're going to see some crazy shit watching the Broncos play. Yeah. Holy... I actually thought Katoni Staggs was outstanding for the Broncos. I think he's been quite good. Now, is it in a... Like, a year where obviously he's off contract this year, isn't he? I think he is. I think he's off contract.
I think so.
I thought he was really good on the weekend. I thought he was really good.
He can talk from November 1, so 2025.
Oh, okay. So
I think that's the same with Cobbo as well, so it's them two together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not necessarily off contract year. But I thought Staggs was great on the weekend. I thought he was really, really good for him. I thought Xavier Willison was outstanding coming off the bench. I think he had 12 runs, 141 metres, 73 post-contact. 73 post-contact, and he did all that in 38 minutes against a team that was, you know, under the pump.
He's slipped right in beautifully, hasn't he?
Oh, mate.
He's used to beat every game.
Matter of fact, he's actually ran for more metres than Haas did.
Oh.
And more post-contact metres.
Wow.
He played 20 minutes less.
Wow.
Holy.
And he's got longer hair as well.
Mate, I thought the stats didn't point to an amazing game. He didn't have an but some of the touches that Selwyn Cobbo had, just some of the...
What about his hit on Dom Young?
The hit, some of just the passes he collected, he can just do shit that other people can't.
I feel like he just plays almost as good as he needs to at times. Whereas when he turns it on, you're just like, who's doing this stuff? Who's doing this? He's hit on Young. I was like, you knew he was strong, but that strong.
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't know.
He's going to be so, I mean, he's already so good, but 3 to 4 years' time and he's rounded his game and just a more mature NRL player, he's going to be unstoppable.
Where's he going in Origin? Centre or wing?
So Talangi's been so good for Queensland on the wing.
Yep.
Hammer's been so good.
Yep.
Val's been so good. But I do think Billy is willing to make that tough call. We looked at Gagai last year. Like, does he speak to Val and go, mate, if you keep this form up, you're probably going to lose your Queensland spot. What do you reckon? Val or Hammer at the moment?
Well, would you play Cobbo on the wing?
So over Talangi?
Was he coached
on the other wing?
Is he going to be back, Talangi?
Well, I was thinking Val and... Yeah, Talangi's back, potentially even this week. But, like, my centres would be Val and Hammer.
Yep.
Probably coach on one wing and Cobbo on the other.
So you wouldn't pick Talangi?
Well, who would you pick over him?
Oh, I'm
who would you pick him over?
At the moment, Selwyn. At the moment, Selwyn. Because I just think that, like, we've seen... Talangi's been great for Queensland.
Yeah.
One of our most underrated players... and Selwyn can obviously in
does
games
have errors.
Does have errors.
Yeah.
But I think that you could be looking because like Val has been really poor this year. Like he's, I think he had one game where he was phenomenal, but that's how that I think he's thoughts.
He's had a handful of elite games, but then there's been a couple where it was like, what's going on?
Please, just please don't pick Val Holmes.
Yeah, okay.
Origin, mate.
But, but people would have said that about Gagai.
Yeah, but you talk about blokes putting on that jersey. And I know Gagai's the same. Gagai's a bit older, though. Like, Val puts that on, he becomes a different beast. Like, I would love nothing more than for the Maroons to drop Val Holmes.
Okay. It just doesn't feel very Queensland to drop Val, I think.
He's not going anywhere.
That's from the other side of the fence.
But that's, we
got the same with Gagai.
Yeah, Gagai. We dropped Gagai last year.
That didn't feel Queensland
KP.
Either.
Yeah.
I reckon Val will be there.
100%. No, I reckon he'll be there. But I reckon that there's pressure on his spot with the way he's playing.
Oh, he's been not great.
But they dropped Tao Lungi before they dropped Val. Because like, Tao Lungi, he's been okay this year, but nothing great.
Yeah. I think that the spots that are under pressure for Queensland, I mean, you'd have to say the Hammer as well because he hasn't been playing.
Yeah. But when he has been playing, been very good.
Yeah, so I reckon right now it's Talangi and Holmes. They're the two guys that you'd be looking at going. Like, Billy's probably spoken to him and said, boys, like, it's going to be between you, Selwyn.
But do you reckon Billy's happy to put Cobbo on the wing, even though he's played centre all year?
I think so. I think he's proven like he's a bloody great winger as well. But I think also we have to remember, like, Selwyn, he still has quite a few errors. Like, he hasn't cleaned that up out of his game. He's not, you know, braining it so much that you just go lock him in. But yeah, right now, literally, if I had to select today, it would be Coates, Holmes, Hammer, Talangi. If I had to select today.
Yeah, crazy. At the start of the year, Coates was probably the one out of those I would have been most iffy about. Now he's probably the most locked in.
I probably wouldn't have had him round one.
Yeah, I don't think I would have either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had him round
one. Loves the big moments. He's got to be in there, hasn't he?
Mate. How good has Coates been this year? Anyway, so I think Katoni's been great. Dean Mariner, another bit of a very mixed bag for him, unfortunately. Two errors and just that shoulder charge was so silly. Like, what are you thinking, bros? Mm. So started the year off so well. And look, he still has these moments where you go, yeah, like bloody good first grader. Just got to clean that up a little bit.
Shit for Jesse Arthurs too, I think. Over the last year or so, I think he's improved out of sight.
He is so bloody good. Out of all these stars in the Broncos side, he really doesn't get the appreciation he deserves.
That grand final kicked off last year, and part of me sort of went, geez, Jesse Arthurs might be a little bit lucky to be here. And at halftime, I'm going, fuck, he's going to win a Clive.
So good, so good. Obviously, Paddy Carrigan, once again, outstanding. 23 runs, 219 metres, 95 post-contact, tackle break, 28 tackles, only one miss, 12 loads. But yeah, disappointing for the Broncos. And I tell you what, if they don't fix it, it's going to be tough because they don't have Adam Reynolds anymore. I think their goal right now should just be like, look, focus on making the eight, winning, being as gritty as we can, make the eight, so that when Reno does come back, because he'll come back with quite a few games in hand to spare, then we can go on our run. I really think that should be the focus for the Broncos because I just don't think without Reno, I just can't see him winning the big games in, against.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Penrith or Storm or Roosters in finals time, or at the very least beating two teams in a row without Reno.
And when you've got a halfback like Adam Reynolds, that should be the case.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How long is he out for? Do we know yet?
12 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
3 months, got an operation done bicep. So hopefully they can bounce back. Press conference and, you know, they seemed like they were not comfortable with losing Reynolds, but they understood that, you know, it's all good. We've got a good squad here. We can make it work. Okay, now, don't forget, KO, you've got you covered this footy season. You can watch every game. I watched every bloody game on KO. It's the best ever. Even on their Chrome extension, if you watch things on PC, you can, like, multi-screen.
Saw you into your multi-screen work on the weekend.
It's so good. I had Canelo Alvarez up. I had the UFC up.
You're watching yourself in the UFC?
Bloody this close to winning a title. And then I obviously had the game up, Warriors versus Newcastle. It is heaven, so make sure to get KO.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.